بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب بيان كثرة طرق الخير. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. وقال تعالى: وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله. وقال تعالى: فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره. وقال تعالى: من عمل صالحا فلنفسه. والآيات في الباب كثير. We begin a new chapter. The heading of this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has kept, Bayanu kathrati turuqil khayr, the great number of roads towards doing good deeds, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us. In other words, we find that many of us have a very constricted and a very confined sense of what is ibadat and what is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We tend to confine ibadat and Allah's worship to the masjid, to overt acts of ibadat like salah, zikrullah, tilawat, etc. We'll see in this chapter many, many ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly elucidated and explained that good deeds are of many varieties, not confined to just the masjid, etc. But there are so many different types of good deeds. And this, in fact, is the virtue and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Because by engaging in various types of good deeds, one has the opportunity to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. A mu'min, 24 hours of every day, he can be engaged in ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different types, different manners. Because we find generally, ulama classify what we call ibadat into three types of ibadat. One is they refer to as what we call badani ibadat, that is ibadat that is pertains to the physical self, like salah, etc. Salah is what we call a badani ibadat, because a person will perform salah, he has to go up, ruku, sajda, etc. He has to exert himself physically. On the other hand, the other type of ibadat, which is referred to as mali ibadat, that is the worship of Allah through one's wealth, zakat, nafaqat, sadaqat, all the various types of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also ibadat. And this is a type of what we call a financial type of ibadat, mali ibadat. And then the third type of ibadat, ulama say, is a conjunction of both, where the physical self and the wealth is involved. Classical example of that is hajj. Hajj requires spending also, and hajj requires physically going for hajj. Likewise, jihad, going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Quran tells us, with your wealth and with your lives. So we find that these are three categories, badani, mali, and murakkab. That is physical, financial, and that which is a conjunction of both. And we'll see in the various ahadith, where clearly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerates, to do this is ibadah, to do this is ibadah, to do this is ibadah, to do this act is sadaqah. Allah will reward you for this and Allah will reward you for that. And we find that if one has to study these ahadith closely, you'll reach a conclusion that nothing is not ibadah. There isn't a single thing that is not ibadah, provided certain conditions are found. And primarily what these conditions are, first and foremost obviously is iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly is ikhlas. There has to be sincerity in what we are doing. Then regardless of what we are doing, as long as the intention is correct, and a person has iman, this will become a means of him gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will become a means of him earning great reward. Obviously, one aspect is very, very important, that once we understand that ibadat is of various types, a mu'min, the mindset of a mu'min should be that he strives for perfection. He strives for beautification in his amal. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, we are testing you, who of you? Allah does not say, أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, who will do the most deeds. Allah says, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, who will do the best of actions. Classical example of this, we heard in the Fajr Salah, second rakat, Surah وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. It is mentioned, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, we heard recently, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, the tafsir he gave of that it refers to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had given him an ajeeb understanding of Quran and Hadith. He was known among Sahaba-i-Kiram as Bahrul Ulum. He says with regards to the surah, time is limited, I'm not going to go into detail. But this is such an ajeeb surah that it differs from many, many, many other surahs in the Quran. Because the subject matter of the surah, Allah Ta'ala begins by taking qasams and oaths. We find that qasams and oaths in the Quran are found throughout the Quran. Some place Allah takes one qasam, two qasams, three qasams. But the subject matter of this surah is so important that in one place Allah takes 14 qasams. 14 qasams and 14 oaths, and then Allah Ta'ala refers to something in the surah. Like I said, we're not going to go into the detail. But Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, he said that to read this one surah, he said to read this one surah, pondering and reflecting over its meaning is more beloved to me than reading the whole Quran. Now how long it takes to read the whole Quran? 6,666 verses plus minus. 114 surahs. This is a Jalilul Qadr Sahabi with great knowledge. And what does he say? This one surah, pondering and reflecting over it, is more beloved to me than reading the whole Quran. What it means? It means beautification. Beautification in our actions. Get up for tahajjud salah. Some people will get up, some people will notice they're reading nawafil. The way they read in the nawafil, one after the other, one after the other, barely is out of ruku, is into sajda, barely out of sajda, two rakats, four rakats, six rakats, eight rakats, 10 rakats. That is not maqsood. That is not desired. It is far better than reading 100 rakats anyhow than to read 2 rakats properly. So, liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah is testing, beautify your amal, beautify your actions. A mu'min from morning till night, he should be in the pursuit of doing good deeds. He should be in the pursuit of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every day we should try to better our actions. The zikr of Allah we made yesterday, make better today. The type of sajda we are making today, it must be better than yesterday. Our amal, all the time we have to be conscious of this. The verses of the Quran, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought about in this chapter. The first verse, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. Whatever good you do, Allahu Akbar, look at the translation of this. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Any good deed you do. Now good deeds, there's no limit on that. Good deeds can be anything. Moving a piece of dirt out of the road is a good deed. Helping a person is a good deed. Smiling at someone is a good deed. What is Allah saying? وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Any good deed you do, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِي عَلِيمٍ. Allah is aware of it. It will not go to waste. Other verse of the Quran, وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ. Similar meaning. Any khair, any good you will do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of it. Another verse of the Quran, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Many times we mentioned this verse, where Allah ta'ala says, a person who does khair, good, equivalent to one dharra, one atom's weight of good, if you will do it, you will see it. Allah will keep it for you and Allah will give you the return on the Day of Judgment. And the fourth verse of the Quran, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions under this chapter, Man amila salihan fali nafsi. Man amila salihan fali nafsi. Anyone who does any good deeds, it is for himself. In other words, he will benefit in this. But we will see in these various ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions all the various types of good deeds. One particular matter on which great emphasis has been placed is that when doing good deeds, we don't just do anyhow. Like I said, with iman, with ikhlas, and more important is to search where there will be the greatest reward. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain true piety, the true closeness of Allah. You will never attain true iman. You will never attain kamal qurb, that is the true closeness of Allah. You will never become the true friend of Allah. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, until you don't spend that which is beloved to you. That katak we have to feel. We have to feel that when we are doing something, feel the pain. It has to be something, give something precious to Allah. Allah will give us something more precious in return. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, I mentioned this before. He says when this verse of the Quran came down, that if you want to find Allah, give that which is beloved to you. He said, فَذَكَرْتُ مَا أَعْطَانِ اللَّهِ. I started thinking, whatever Allah has given me. So many ni'mats Allah has given me. What do I love the most? He says, I thought of a slave girl which I had in my possession. Her name was Murjana. Jariatan li Rumia, a Roman princess. Murjana means jewel, it means ruby, it means pearl. This woman was given this name because of her beauty, milk white skin, beautiful. So he says, I loved her more than anything I had. One verse of the Quran, I freed her. I set her free, and not only set her free, he said, I got her married to Nafi'. Nafi' was the close associate of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. The one is to free her, the other is to make her inaccessible by getting her married, and get her married to somebody close. And such was the love that he had for this woman. He says that the child that resulted as of the union of Murjana and Nafi', I used to pick that child up and I used to smell, I used to breathe in the fragrance of this child because it would remind me of the mother. And he would go on to say, if there was anything that I had given to Allah that I would have taken back if I had the chance, it would have been Murjana. But one verse of the Quran, you want to find Allah, you want to find Allah, give that which is beloved to you. So in sadaqah, in charity, in exerting yourself in deeds, don't just do good deeds anyhow. Give what is precious. Give what is precious to Allah. Like example, normally when our tashkeel is made to go in the path of Allah, what do we think? Which is the easiest time to go? Which is the easiest time to go in holidays, or go where the business is not affected, or go where the least katak is felt. What is matloob, what is desired, is to give Allah that which is the most precious. Maulana Farooq Makki, once, on this I will terminate, time is going. Once he was traveling from Makkah to Medina, he came past, they stop at this place normally where they have mastura, where they have this fried fish. Is very, those who travel between Makkah and Medina, they know about it. So in any case, there were two jamaats. One jamaat reached first, they had eaten, they were leaving. And the second jamaat came. Maulana was in the second jamaat, so they sat down to eat the food that the first jamaat had left over. So they said, no, give this to the cats. You normally find in these places a lot of cats. Give this to the cats and let's order fresh food for the new jamaat that came. Let's order fresh food. On this he passed a remark. He said, bacha hua khana janwaro ke liye, aur bacha hua waqt Allah ke deen ke liye. He said, the leftover food for the animals and the leftover time, holiday, free time, that we want to give to Allah. Give your precious, give your valuable time to Allah, and then see what Allah gives you in return. Allah give us tawfiq.